Sunday night, Brother Tim, we read Psalms 85 and read a verse number 2. And I leaned on Brother Bo and I told him about one word Brother Tim mentioned. I leaned on Brother Bo and said, Brother Bo, I said, that word means this. God ain't let, Lord ain't let me, Lord does not let that word leave my mind. And I'm going to read this one verse and then we're going to go back and we're going to preach by, you can turn to Psalms chapter 3, that's where we're going to end up being at. When it's all said and done. Y'all pray for me. I'm as nervous as a cat climbing 3 barbed wire fences upside down, crosswords, and backwards. I tell you. I'm more nervous tonight than I was the first time I stood up and preached. And I've been this way all day long. I stood up. Me and Lord had a good time this morning. And I was off work. And I was sitting there at the couch and Deborah come out of the room, and I sat there for a while by myself, got up early this morning and sat there at about, I guess, almost 8:30 this morning, just sat there and cried, just what the Lord just showed me this morning. And Deborah texted me when she got to school and asked me how I was doing, and, you know, the girls are at home today, pray for them. They ain't felt good today, so pray for Hope and Charity. That's where Deborah's at tonight. So he read Psalms chapter 85. He read verse number, I'm going to read verse number 1 and 2. And I'm going to try not to get hooked up right here, and we're going to read about many other verses in the book of Psalms. This one word is Selah. You know, when I was growing up, Brother Nix, when I was their age, you didn't hear many people say that word. They bypassed that word. So when I got up there, I announced my call to preach, I started, you know what? That word's in the Bible for a reason, Brother Steve. I want to know why. I went and studied it. And Brother Scott, I studied more this morning about, and God gave me so much this morning is unreal. Some of it was just for me. And it just kept on pouring. I'm like, wow, how deep and how this word is. And I know Brother Jeff said over here, we always talk about the words in Bible college and how it's all this right here. And I'm saying, Brother Jeff, please, don't leave. But anyways, I love Brother Jeff. Me and him have a good time talking about college. But look at verse number 85. We're going to be in Psalms chapter 3, like I said, at the end. It says, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captive of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Selah. I leaned over there and I hit Brother Bo. I said, that word Selah right there simply means now. What do you think about that? But I got studied more this morning. That thing goes deeper than that. It's a pause in a song, like as we would say when Miss Jack's up here playing and Brother Mike's leading the song. We sing the first verse and we sing the second verse of the song. And he looks at her and she plays in between the two verses of that song. And people holler amen in between them two verses, Brother Bo. And it's like, amen. Now, really, what you think about it? And he's got to looking at this, and I got looking at it, and the word Selah is mentioned 74 times in that, let me get back in my notes. 74 times, and 71 of them times is in the book of Psalms. 3 other times it's mentioned with that meaning in anywhere in the Bible, and that's Habakkuk chapter number 3, verse number 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse number 9, for sake of time. We're not going to turn over there. I went over there and read and go back and study Habakkuk, then make it start at chapter number 1 and get to chapter number 3. And then you'll see why that Selah is in there. And then chapter number 3, verse number 13, 3 times it's mentioned in Habakkuk with that meaning. But Selah is also mentioned in 2 Kings in verses chapter 14, verse number 7. It's used as a different meaning. It's used as a strong city. And you can look in Psalm chapter 60 and verse number 9. It talks about that strong city. I'm going to look right there and read that verse. I know this will be pretty much a Bible study, I guess, tonight. In a few minutes, I got a message, I promise. But in verse about, and that's the title. Now, what do you think about that? Now, that's the actual title of Psalms chapter number 3. In Psalms chapter 60 and verse number 9, it said, who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? And that strong city is the same meaning as it is over in 2 Kings chapter 14, verse number 7, as that word Selah. It's the exact same meaning. Except right here in the book of Psalms, they actually put the actual meaning of that word, strong city. But right here, if you'll look in the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 3, verse number 2, Psalms chapter 3, verse 4, I'm going to make mention of these 71 times right quick, and we'll got to hurry. Psalms chapter 3, verse number 2, Psalms chapter 3, verse 4, and verse number 8. And then Psalms chapter 4, verse number 2, and verse number 4. Psalms chapter 7, verse number 5. The list goes on and on. And I ain't got time. We'll be here rest of the night. We talk about all these verses. But I'll look back at just a few of them. As it's mentioned, 31 of the 39 times that Selah is found in the book of Psalms, it is for this meaning. 31 of the 39. No, hang on a minute. In the 39 chapters. 31 of the 39 chapters that is mentioned. I got it wrong in my notes. And I know what it is. It's 39 chapters of the book of Psalms where you'll find the word Selah in the 150 chapters in the book of Psalms. But look at verse chapter 4. I'll look at just a few of them as an introduction as the word Selah is mentioned here in the book of Psalms. So Psalms chapter 4, verse number 1. It says, "Hear me when I cry, O God." And if you'll actually find the word Selah, you need to go back to the beginning of the word and work your way to that word. To find the meaning of that word. Find out how it's used in that word. Why they're saying, now, look at that. Now, look, it's here when I call God my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? So right here in chapter 4. He's simply looking. He says, "Hey, God, will you hear my prayer? God, will you hear my prayer?" I mean, look at it. He says, "Hear me when I cry, O Lord, my righteous. Thou hast enlarged me. I was in distress. Have mercy upon me. O sons, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after pleasure?" Hey, will you hear my prayer? Hey, God, I know what I'm doing, but will you? But look at verse number 3. You know, I love that first word in that word because it means it's turned around. We're looking another direction now. Verses number 4, "But now that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself, the Lord will hear when I call on him, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah." He just simply says, "Yeah, I'll hear your prayer." And when he realizes that in verse number 3, he stands in awe. Why? Because he realized God will hear your prayer. He's a faithful and a loving God. Look at verse chapter number 24. Like I said, I got to hurry. I know y'all may not get nothing out of this, but I'll tell you, I got a lot out of it this morning. Psalms chapter 24, verse number 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul in vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of our salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. If you'll look at them verses right there, but to really get the whole aspect of this, you got to look back at chapter 22. You're going to say, why don't we got to do that for? Chapter 22, we're not going to look back there. But chapter 22 talks about the Good Shepherd. And it talks about the Savior's cross, all in that chapter. Then you got to look back at chapter 23. You'll say, why don't we got to look there? Because that talks about the great shepherd. And it talks about that shepherd's crook. Verse number 24 builds upon chapter 22 and chapter 23. Verse chapter 24 talks about the chief shepherd and that sovereign crown. So you look right here at these verses right here. You look, talks about seeking him. And you look at them verses right there for the sake of time. We got to hasten on. But look at verse number 7. Lift up your heads. And oh, ye gates, I hope to goodness I'm just throwing a nugget out here. Y'all got to go home and search it out for yourself. And look up your heads, oh, ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord is strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and a King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. You're going to say, hey, when we get discouraged in our life, Nathan, when we get discouraged, hey, God, he just tell us, lift our head up. Because he'll tell you what, he's on our side. If you're saved and you know without a doubt where you're going, you're right with the Lord, hey, he's on your side. Hey, lift your head up. Things are going to come in your life. Lift them up and look up. Face it head on. Because you'll tell you what, the victory's already been won, Brother Bo. 2,000 years ago, it was won. That's why we got a chapter 24 in our Bible. Because we got a purpose. Because we got a chapter 24, we got a chapter 22 and a 23. And chapter 24, all three of them chapters is for us. It's what God, Christ, did for us. All three of them chapters. So you look at like there, hey, lift up your head. Don't be discouraged. It's very easy to get discouraged. Very easy. The devil tried his best to get me discouraged before I came here tonight. And my wife knows it. I'm not saying anything bad about her when I say that. She knows it. The devil's jumped on my shoulder and said, hey, you know what? Hey, I tried. But don't let him. Lift your head up. Hold your head high. Say, you know what? I'm standing right here. We'll get to it in a few minutes. Say, there's another one on down here in a minute that'll help you stand up. Why does it say lift your head up if you're saved? We'll get to it in a minute because he's our rock. Firm foundation. We'll get that in just a second. But look on down here in chapter number 44. Chapter 44. And then verse number 3. It says, for they... Hang on. Yeah, verse number 8. I look at the wrong one. Chapter 44, verse number 8. In God we boast all day long and praise thy name forever. See, Lord, for the second time, I'm not going back and read them other 7 verses. But hey, in God we boast all the day long, praise thy name forever. You know, when I'm at work, instead of looking down and talking down and trying to be discouraged, because let me tell you what, if I get discouraged, Brother Steve, it's very easy for me to reach up there and grab Trevor and drag him down too. Me and him work together every day. Very easy. You're going to say, has it happened? Yeah, it happened. Devil jumped on my shoulder, and discouragement comes in my life, and next thing you know, I drag him down with me. But there was a day, there was a day on the job that me and him was on the job by ourselves, and the devil was over there. I can tell you the position I was at in that house. I was standing in front of the furnace, standing on a 6-foot ladder, cutting a zone napper in. Half of y'all ain't got a clue what a zone napper is. 4 of us do. But anyways, I was cutting a zone napper in, getting ready to wire it up, put it in there. And Trevor, he got off the ladder. He's wondering, he got a little DeWalt thing with a battery. He got songs on his phone and plugged that phone in. I mean, the devil's all over me. And that song, first song come up, My Hope is Built in the Blood. And I said, I thought about it. I said, oh, I just forget as I'm cutting his own nipper in for a few minutes. And I cried like a baby. He didn't have a clue what was going on behind that duckwater. But you want to tell you what happened? That song went off, and all of a sudden it came on again. And I asked Trevor later, I said, how come that song come on again? He said, I went and turned it back on again. He didn't have a clue. It's all because of the fact I didn't let God discourage me. God used him to encourage me and give me exactly what I had to have right then. Hey, don't drop your head. That's what the world's expecting us to do. The world looks and says, why do you got a smile on your face when total destruction's all around us? That opens up a door so wide we can point to him to Calvary. Exactly what happens, what could happen if you choose to let it. But anyways, we got to hurry up here. But chapter 46, verse number 3, verse number 7, verse number 11. You look at all three of them right there. It talks about God's our refuge. And we're going to bypass. And then chapter 62, hey, that's where I was getting to right here about the rock. Chapter 62 and verse number 4. And I have got to hurry. Chapter 62, verse number 4. Verse number 4, they only consult to cast him down for his excellence. Am I right there? Well, let's look at verse number 1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God for him. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not greatly be moved. How long will I imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellence. They delight in lies. They bless their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. Now let's look at the next part of this. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength, my refuge, is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before men. God is our refuge. God is a refuge for us. Selah. He only is my rock. What are you trying to stand on? Because everything else will crumble underneath your feet and you'll fall flat on your face. Chapter 67. We got one more after this one. I had to quit today. Writing down and typing in and all that. I had to quit. Chapter 67 says, save me, O God. I'm in 69. Let's get to chapter 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us. He is merciful unto us, Brother Nix, every day. And he blesses us every day. And then if we'll let him, his face will shine upon us. The world will see a glow about us. You're going to say, why do they see the glow? Because they're in darkness. We're in light. Their eyes catch the light. Stand in a dark place, put a light, a match, or light anything. Where does your eye go to first? If it was pitch black dark in this church tonight, and I lit a match right here, every one of you look at that match. That's the way the world is. That's what the world's looking for. They're looking for us to be a light. But that light's going to come through the cross from God, shining through us for the world. It's nothing we've done. It's all that he is doing. Chapter 16, chapter 68, verse number 19. And then we're going back to Psalms chapter 3, chapter 68, verse number 19. It says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He daily loads us with benefits, the benefits that we hold every day. You're going to say, name me one of them. Did you get out of bed this morning? These people didn't have a chance to get out of bed this morning. You know, whenever I was growing up, I seen my papa lay in bed. Never mind days that I remember ever seeing my papa walk. He was on crutches my whole life. You tell me one of the happiest men in the world was my papa. He loved to fish. And because of the fact he has crutches, we'd take him fishing. He'd get on him crutches, get out there and sit down in a chair. And I'm telling you, just some of the best memories I have of my papa was out there fishing and in our house, and him talking to us. But all you got to do is mention salvation one time. He'd tell you when he got saved. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Didn't know my name, but he knew that day. But Psalms chapter 3. I promise we'll try our best to be quick. Psalms chapter 3, verse number 1. Three times the word Selah is mentioned in this chapter, and I love this chapter. Psalms chapter 3, verse 1, Lord, how are they that increase, that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say in my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord my voice, and he heard me out of the holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for thou hast smitten all of my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Let's pray, then I'll give you this simple outline that the Lord gave me today. Lord, just touch us and help us and use us, Lord, in the next few minutes that we've got, Lord, to bring back members, Lord, to thank you to study. Lord, let us say exactly what you want us to say and do exactly what you want us to do. Touch us, help us, and use us. Just say and pray. Amen. But look at these first two verses right here. Three main. Look at the first two verses. First of all, you say, Lord, how are they that increase that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say in my soul, there is no help for him in God. Them two verses right there, if you get it in your head and you get it stuck in your mind and that right there is what you live, you're living a lie. You'll say, whoa, hang on a minute. You're calling the Bible a lie? No. There's a thing right here that David right here is building upon. But hang on, we'll get to it. You can notice three people right here in these verses. First of all, when you see Satan in these verses, you're going to say, how? Because he's a liar. He says, Lord, how then increase that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Is Christians going to rise up against Christians? Or is that, who is that rising up against who? Not only you see Satan, but you can see society. How many, how the society themselves are rising up against the Christian and wanting the society to look and say, hey, I don't believe what you say. But you know what I'm saying? All this stuff they'll throw and they'll run to our young people. You know, when I was studying this morning, I got thinking about the young people. You know, I'm tell you what, it's going to be real easy. If you step over here, get out of line with the Word of God, you step over here, and the devil start throwing you lies. See, you know what? It ain't nothing wrong, just like he done Eve in the garden. Ain't nothing wrong drinking a beer. Here, take his joint. It'll be okay for you. Or here, take his meth. At one time, it'll never hurt you. Or come here, let's go back here to the back room. One time, it'll never hurt. Lies you're going to face and temptation you'll fall if you ain't here. Standing with your mind, you're being directed right through the Bible. There's so many people trying to get around it, trying to go this way and go that way, and they wondered why in the world their whole life is in destruction because of the lies of the devil. And then when they start believing the lies of the devil, society comes in there and the society takes them down another road that, I don't know how I got here. You stepped over here. You got out of line with the Bible. Not only that, and my number one person I face every day, he'll take me down the wrong road, Zeke, is self. You better be careful listening to self. Self will get you going over here. Self will get you going over here. You're going to say, why? Because there's a longing for that still that flesh nature that we have to deal with every day. Just like Paul said, I'd have buffet back. He said, what do you have buffet? He buffet self back. He wouldn't talk about Satan. He wouldn't talk about society. He talked about himself. So you better watch it believing in self. Self's got me in trouble. But you know, tell you what, thank goodness there was a Savior real close by that got me out of it. And there are going to be times that, I'm going to use Zeke. Zeke will be times that your daddy's not there. Your mama's not there. There's going to be times ain't nobody in this building going to be there to stand beside you and help you. You just got to make sure that you're in line with this. Or you're going to take them detour roads and you're wondering, how did I get there? Why am I hooked on this? Why am I hooked on that? I don't understand why it happened. I was 16 years old and I made a detour in my life. I never done drugs, never done alcohol, never done any of that. Really? I mean, you can look, but my mouth was my detour. I smoked cigarettes and chewed tobacco. I mean, majorly chewed tobacco. But I'll tell you, kids, I'll tell you right now, I'm on medicine for it today. You're going to say, I don't believe you. I can show you the bottle of medicine I got home because it's messed my stomach up. What you do at this age, Luke, will hurt you when you get 40 years old, when you get my age. And let me tell you what, I battle many days of that tobacco. And the devil put the taste in my mouth. Back in my mouth, and I just have to say no. You know, tell you why? Because I know what it tastes like. Kids, don't step over here. I don't want to get a phone call, and I know Brother Tim will get a phone call. I'm using me because I try to help y'all here at the church or the youth and stuff. And I don't want to get a phone call at midnight saying, I need your help because I've done something bad. Can you go with me, and I know I've heard other youth pastors say this, reason I'm using this example. Can you go with me to face my parents? Can you go with me because I've done this and I'm ashamed and you're the only one I think I can count on? Don't put yourself in that predicament, please. I know it just seemed like it's been harped on this in Sunday school and track club and my mind's not got off of it. And every time I turn around, Lord's putting something else about the kids straying away. Stand up. Say, you know what? Come hell or high waters. I don't care what you do. I don't care what the world does. And I don't mean it's disrespectful when I say this. I don't care what Brother Tim does. I'm standing up. And I'm doing exactly what God told me to do, and I'm not moving until He tells me to move. Because this right here is destruction in your life. Where did David mess up? I wonder if right here David was thinking back of his where he made a mistake when he was writing this. Just wonder, Brother Bo. Was he thinking back that time he was up there and he looked up there and seen Bathsheba? Just wondering. He wasn't where he was supposed to be. He was in the wrong place. He knew he was at the wrong time and he knew where he was at. Just wondering. We got to hurry. I'll make mention of these and Brother Mike, y'all come on. Verse number 3, but thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and lifted up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice and heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. Look at verse number 3 and 4. He's our protector. He's a shield for me. He's passionate. He's a lifter up of our head. He look at him pleading. He said, I cried unto the Lord. And then look at his promise. He heard me. Look at these last few verses, three things, and they're going to start playing. I'm going to read these verses, mention three things, and they'll play. Verse number 5. As I laid me down and slept, and I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, and my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing is thy people, Selah. I laid me down to sleep. He's our comfort. I will not be afraid. He's in control. and thy blessing is upon thy people. That's a commandment. Everybody stand. Go ahead, Brother Mike.